You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Joan Picaro started taking photos about 30 years ago, around the same time she started her career as an emergency room nurse.
You have that very intense side of life that you get to see all the time. So having that creative outlet, being able to get out there, kind of creates your own little zen location behind your camera.
Now Picaro works in management at Bronson Healthcare. Almost as soon as she moved here to Kalamazoo, she started up a photo walk group to share her love of nature and photography with others. They meet up at a different spot every month to take pictures and get a little exercise. Picaro says she's taken dozens of photography classes and reads about it almost every day. But she says she never learns as much as when she's with the photo walkers.
You know, the instructor, the professional photographer, might have presented 50 topics or 50 small pieces of information, and my brain probably captured maybe 5 of them. So being able to, go out with a group and say, hey, you know, did you get that? Let's try this thing.
Picaro says everyone from amateur to expert comes on the walks, and they all have something to contribute. Since starting it, she says she's learned about everything from night photography to how to intentionally blur photos. To see what it was all about, I went on a walk with Picaro Saturday morning at the Kalamazoo Nature Center.
Okay. Touch these trees here. There's some nice light coming in from the trees, and it's making a pattern on the floor of the forest here.
So what makes this great lighting right now?
Well, the great lighting piece, some photographers will talk about being the golden hour, and it's usually at the morning rise of the sun and then later in the evening when you get those changing images of where the light's going to fall, as opposed to midday when you're going to get that bright, bleaching kind of midday light.
The Kalamazoo group is not even a year old, but Picaro has been leading these walks for 10. She says every time she has moved, she started up a new photo walk group. Some of these groups, like the one she started in Boise, even involve the community in their art.
In the last city that I live, a group of us became volunteer photographers for a local animal shelter. And by being able to go out there and take the time and bring some props and have some fun with each of the dogs and cats, we've been able to help that shelter. When they post their pictures on their Facebook page, they have said that, you know, they feel like when they can get good shots that show the personality, that basically they feel like they have a better chance to find their forever home. So isn't that just the most beautiful root of a tree? I mean, I see beauty in that. It almost looks like we've got some lace work happening there. Nature's lace. Nature provided us with a little frame there. I can peek through that and have the tree become the frame. Today I'm challenging myself to use only one lens.
Picaro also sets a new challenge for photo walkers every week, like taking a picture of a white object on a white background, or shooting only tiny things.
It might be reflections. It's always usually one word, so it's up to your imagination to decide how to interpret that. Well, here we go. We've got a nice creek here. So this is where you can have some fun with playing with your camera. And you can put it on shutter speed and adjust the time that it takes for the camera to take a picture. So you can change it where you see very distinct water droplets versus a very flowing, almost ribbon-like type of pattern to the water.
Joan M. Picaro will be leading an info session about the Kalamazoo Photo Walk Group today at 5 at Initial Attraction on Oakland Drive. We'll have a link to the group page on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.